Guys were they're known as the law firm here locally. Brett Bielema came up with that, by the way, on his own, and they actually got an NIL deal out of that.
Well,
as it turns out,
the law firm
took them up. But they're just a great 1-2 punch. Now, what's been happening this year? And Newton could have gone to the NFL, and he came back, but teams are double teaming Newton. They're just not going to let him beat him. And so with Seth Coleman, who finally broke out last week, really had his best game of the year. He was projected to be much better this year. And then Gabe Akis still hasn't reached the level we thought on the outside linebacker spot. So everything was kind of wasn't quite the same as last year. And you knew that we weren't going to match what we did last year. You weren't going to give up whatever it was, 12 points a game or whatever. But it didn't need to be 30 either. Somewhere in between there was. And so those two guys are key to what happens. They're the yin and the yang inside. But teams have been strategizing, as well they should, to try to neutralize them as much as they can. And with Coleman playing so much better last week, that was huge because that just really helps the overall defense. And they got two linebackers that are coming on. Kanana Odaluga and Dylan Rosiak have really emerged as outstanding linebackers, and that has changed the defense a little bit too.
Brian Barnhart is the voice of the Illini. Tell us a little bit about quarterback Luke Altmaier. Transferred in with 3 years remaining, played the spring football, participated. He's third in the Big Ten in total offense.
Yeah, people overlook that, I think, because you hear so much of the guys, Tungavaloa and others, Ohio State's quarterback and so forth. He's been real solid when he's had time to throw. That's been the biggest issue this year for Illinois, and you know how Brett Bielema teams are built. I know Wisconsin fans understand that. It's up front in the offensive line, and they were either injured or they were having trouble. They had to move Isaiah Adams from left guard, where he's more comfortable, to the right side to right tackle. Then they had a couple of guys injured, and so when Altmaier had time, he throws a really good ball. He's pretty mobile, and he's still, as you said, third or fourth. He's been third or fourth all year in passing offense. The problem has he's been sacked 28 times. And we haven't been able to give him enough time consistently enough. And the running game has struggled as a result. Now, we've had injuries, but Caleb Fagan is a kid you'll see. And I know Wisconsin fans know that over the years they've had some big backs.
Yeah.
And this young man, you'll see him. He's 6'3 and 250, and it's all muscle. And he is once he figures out what he's doing, he's going to be really good. He had 80-some yards last week.
Brian, I'm always curious what the view is from the outside looking in. As you were beginning to prepare for this broadcast today on the Illini side of it, what did you see as you were looking at Wisconsin? It's different, but what did you see?
Well, I've been through enough different coaching changes, either football or basketball, over the years, 22 years now. You can see that it's a team under a first-year coach who's been very successful, and I think Coach Fickell will be very successful, but he's trying to put his stamp, his new offensive coordinator, what they want to do. I know Wisconsin over the years, you think Wisconsin, you think one way. And I know the air raid thing probably got a lot of fans like, oh, man, we're going to be Mike Leach.
Yeah, right.
And it's not Mike Leach.
Yeah.
And I talking to Brett this week, he said, no, it's not really anything like that. I think the principles are there, but they still need to run the football. They have Braylon Allen, of course. I think it's, for me, from an outsider looking in, I'm going, well, it looks to me like a team that's just trying to kind of find its identity. They've been able to beat the teams they're supposed to beat. I mean, Iowa is a riddle unto itself, trying to figure out how to beat those guys.
Yeah.
And you guys experienced that last week, and we have too over the years. So, just kind of a thing in flux. But I think they're going to be fine as time goes on. But it's always that first year is a little bumpy.
This is one of those that Illinois is playing this game as their eighth game of the season, correct? And into the bye week next. That's about as long a run as you get in college football without a bye. How has that impacted, and what do you see in this team?
Well, for one thing, Brett Bielema this week dialed back practice the last couple of weeks. He's really not gone as long early in the week. He's kind of tried to prepare because the last 2 years, we had the zero-week game. We had two byes.
Yeah.
And you're right, it's been eight straight weeks. I think the guys are feeling that. I think they're ready for a break after this game. They'll push through and then get ready. But you count another month of camp before that. So it's been 12 straight weeks pretty much nonstop. So I think they're looking forward to it. I know he dialed back practice a little bit, and then he'll hit the recruiting trail next week.
The story of these games, and so many of the games that you play in football at all levels, comes down to turnovers. There were significant ones back here in 2019 when Wisconsin was sixth in the country and Illinois walked it off on a game-ending field goal with two late Wisconsin turnovers that flipped in a moment. Last year, it wasn't close, and last year was the last game before Paul Chris was no longer the head coach at Wisconsin. As you view this, the wind is going to be a big factor today. It's sunny, looks fantastic. Temperature is great, but the wind will impact the game. What do you see as being today's keys?
Well, I think the turnovers, of course, Illinois, and penalties. Illinois did a much better job last week at Maryland. They had been really penalty prone, almost costing the Toledo game. It cost them a couple of games along the way. They had close to 90, 100 yards a couple of times in penalties. So penalties, field position, the wind here today, and I don't know how it is. Camp Randall seems more enclosed.
Yeah.
With the, you know, the old field house there on the one end and so forth. This is a little more open with the horseshoe, and you do have the big student section over here on the north, but it can change in a hurry. And yeah. We've seen it that way. We played a game here last year with Michigan State in about 50 to 55 mile an hour gusts. I don't think it'll be that strong today, but yeah, field position. I think Illinois getting sustained drives, that's been one thing they did better last week. Better on third down, better in short yardage situations. If they do that, if they play like they did last week, I know that's easy to say, but if they do the principal things they did last week, they've got a shot to win the game.
Last one for you. People will say, well, Jim Leonard's part of the staff. Jim Leonard is part of the staff as an analyst,
yeah.
But he's not here on game days,
right.
I don't believe.
He's watching it from Cross Plains, Wisconsin.
Have you seen an impact of what he, his principles, his concepts defensively?
Well, I think so. I didn't play any defense, so it's hard for me to analyze from an X and O standpoint, but I do know that Brett trusts him implicitly, and as you guys know, and I think the thing that Jim Leonard does is he just that extra set of eyes for the coach that he can say, okay, I'm not at the stadium. Here's what I'm seeing. And now I think you need to think about this. And I know he's got Brett's ear just because of all their time together. And I know Brett considers him one of the smartest guys around coaching. So we're very fortunate to have him in the role he's in.
Very good. Brian, thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Very good.
Brian
Beinhart,
the voice of the Illini. Still to come, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Coming up next, we'll check around the Big Ten, a big game at the Shoe going on right now at the half. We'll get you updated on that when we come back. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Chop the bin! All Badger football fans 12 years or younger, would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wiggly, wiggly, shop the pig.
The football season is a non-stop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Hey, it's Matza Matt again for Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. The October winds of change are upon us. The temps are dropping, the leaves are turning, and many of us modify our meal choices to fit the season. Now, one thing that doesn't change is the quality and satisfaction that comes with downing a Brewpub lots of matza pizza. Same first-class mozzarella cheese that's won awards for its quality and taste, along with plenty of toppings that are second to none. So fire up the oven, take the chill out of the air, and enjoy the best of both worlds, a Brewpub pizza and the warmth of your own home. Snag a Brewpub lots of matza pizza today from your local grocery store.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More guards. More Reba. Winona.
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn.
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn.
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth. More Reba.
That you know and love. It's Coffee, Conversation, and Country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, WisCountry.
Winona.
Around the Big Ten. Before we do, let me tell you, Brewpub Lotsa Matsa Pizza is a proud partner of Badger Athletics, made right here in Wisconsin and loaded with award-winning mozzarella cheese from Wisconsin. Brewpub pizzas are everything we love here in the Badger State. Scoop one up today from your local grocery store or enjoy one next time you're at the game at Camp Randall Stadium. Time to look around the Big Ten. First, to look at the standings. Michigan, number two in the country, 4-0. They are getting ready to go against Michigan State tonight. Number three in the country is Ohio State. They're also 3-0. And Penn State is 3-0, all unbeaten in the East. That's going to change today. More on that in a moment. In the West, Iowa is 3-1. The Badgers 2-1. Northwestern, Minnesota, and Nebraska are 1-2. 11 a.m. games today, and this is where it's going to change. At the half right now at the Horseshoe in Columbus, number three, Ohio State. I'll get the numbers right. They lead 10-6 over seventh-ranked Penn State. That is at the half right now in Columbus. Marvin Harrison Jr., 5 catches for 75 yards in that game. Surprisingly enough, at the break, it is Drew Aller is one of the great stories in the Big Ten and one of the better players in the Big Ten. He's 6 for 17, 91 yards, 5.4 yard average. Kyle McCord for the Buckeyes, outplaying him, I guess, 11 for 21, 125 yards. Neither quarterback has thrown for a touchdown. There also has been no turnovers in that game so far. So that's a little bit of that update of what's going on there. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, it is Rutgers and Indiana in one of the early games today. And Wisconsin will see Indiana a little bit later on. Rutgers also making their way about it, leading 17-14 with about 9:40 to play in the third quarter in that one. Eyes on Iowa later this afternoon. They cracked the top 25 last week after their win over the Badgers. They're home in the 2:30 window against Minnesota. It is Northwestern and Nebraska also playing today at 2:30. The Badgers will still see both of those programs on their schedule. And number two, Michigan is at Michigan State in a 6:30 game tonight. When we come back, we'll go down on the sidelines with Patrick Herb. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24-7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wrigley, Wrigley, Shop the Pig!
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub, Lotsa Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. It's a busy time. We're in that crossover. Badger basketball in a closed scrimmage today against Northern Iowa. I think of that because Patrick Herb is down here on the sidelines in Champaign. We check in with Patrick, who will be down here all day long. And another good day. Wind is going to be the story. Temperature is not a story. We can get to that as we get later into October and November. But today, temperature-wise, great. Wind-wise, it's going to be a process.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. It's always windy here. I think geographically where Champaign sits, just kind of in the middle of miles and miles of field. So it's always windy here. Today it's extra. We're going to have gusts probably up to 25. If you look at the flag, the American flag, just to your left there, it's pretty starched blowing. So it's strong in one direction, which means kicking is going to be an adventure. Passing could be too. We'll have to see. It's maybe not ideal conditions for Braden Lochte's first start.
Let's talk about Braden Lochte here a little bit, and we will as we talk about Tanner Mordecai, because Tanner Mordecai broke his hand last week. His season appears to be in jeopardy of being able to return at all, but he's going to play a role in what happens on the field from here on out.
Yeah, certainly the story is Braden Lochte for this game and making his first career start, but I do think it's relevant what Tanner Mordecai's role will be and what it has been. So he had surgery on Sunday to repair that broken hand, and he has been dressed and active for every practice. And by active, I don't mean he's participating in drills and in live action, but he has been in the huddle. He's been behind Phil Longo, in Braden Locke's ear, in the film rooms. So today he's here, he's with the team. He's got actually nothing on his hand, no protective brace or anything like that. They have not put a timetable on his return. And so I don't think anybody wants to speculate whether he'll be out for days, weeks, months, but it's encouraging how quickly he's been in and how much he has stayed involved. And so today he'll have an active role on the sidelines. I promise you that. He's a captain on this team, and I would imagine between every drive, he'll be in Braden Locke's ear, in Phil Longo's ear, just another set of eyes, another using that 6 years of experience that he's got on the sidelines.
Patrick, tell us what you have sensed from Braden Lochte. You're around the players more than many of us, and you get a sense. You've been here from the beginning of this run. Who is Braden Lochte? What do we see from this young quarterback today?
I listened to what you and Matt were talking about earlier on Braden Lochte, and I would echo a lot of what Matt says. What impresses me is that you would swear if you closed your eyes and just listened to him that he's a coach.
Yeah.
That he's 40 some years old, right?
Like
an old man like me. But I think that's his strength. And it's funny because he talks about it. He says, "I think my mind is my advantage." Like he had that direct quote today to the media, or this week to the media, that my mind is my advantage. And everybody refers to him as a junkie, and they do that in a affectionate way. But let's not sugarcoat what his skills are too. He's got a cannon. I would say his arm is probably stronger than Tanner Mordecai's. He is a passer. He's a gunslinger. You don't set the records that he set in Texas without being that. He played at the highest level of high school ball in Texas. He thought about committing to Phil Longo at North Carolina out of college. So he's got a history with Phil Longo. And when he became a little disenchanted with his situation at Mississippi State and the community in Starkville, and he was looking for a new opportunity, the pairing of Phil Longo and an opportunity like Wisconsin was something he was really excited about. Came up on a visit, spent the whole time just talking ball, drawing plays. This kind of stories are at this point almost legendary, of drawing napkins on the hotel lobby until 11 in the PM, and they had to kind of say, hey, it's time to go to bed on his recruiting visit. And but that's kind of who he is. He would be just comfortable just talking ball, watching film, and being that junkie.
Pat, let's finish on this, the injury report as it stacks up for today's game. What can you tell us?
Yeah, Jordan Turner is out, the inside linebacker. That's a big loss. But of all the positions where Wisconsin could maybe afford to lose a starter, this one's maybe not so bad, because I think they've talked all along about how they have three starting inside linebackers in Turner, Jake Chaney, and Mumajon Mehta. So you remove Turner, which is a loss, really athletic playmaker on that spot. But you're able to put Mumajon Mehta back into the spot that he has already flourished in. Last year, he led the team in tackles. He started the first three games of this season. He's a team captain. So there's nothing in this game that he won't have seen and be able to handle. So it's a bit of a luxury to be able to just plot him in. And I think it says something about Muma, the way he's carried himself when he sort of, you know, we kind of lost the job. He started the first three games, played just one snap in week four against Purdue. But he's always stayed involved, stayed positive, stayed ready for this when his opportunity comes back. So that's the big one. Second one real quick, James Thompson Jr., that's something to watch. Yeah. He's questionable for today. He went out with a lower body injury in that Iowa game, only played a few snaps early. That's a big deal on that interior defensive line for Wisconsin. He's their leading sacker. They need him in this game. Let's hope he can go.
Patrick, final thought. We didn't touch on this, but I won't surprise you too much. It's a big day. It's a big day for Badger football. Badger basketball has a close scrimmage in Platteville against Northern Iowa. The women's hockey team home at LeBron this afternoon. Men's hockey won last night. And volleyball at Nebraska tonight on maybe the toughest ticket in all of college athletics today.
Yeah, a great day to be a Badger fan and sit on the couch, you know. The timing works out beautifully. This game should end around close to 6 o'clock. You get an hour to eat dinner, and then you got 7 o'clock that game on BTN. The success in the athletic department is high right now. Both soccer teams are playing well. Cross country hosts the Big Ten championships next week. But that volleyball game, that's fun, and I can't wait for the rematch a few weeks later in Madison. That one is going to be on fire.
Very good. Patrick's got good weather on the sideline today. We'll check in with him throughout the day. Jesse Temple is lined up to be next from The Athletic. We continue. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabicCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
We continue on our Badger pregame show, kickoff set for 2:35 here at Memorial Stadium in Champaign. A little update on what's going on in Columbus at the Shoe. It is Ohio State 10, Penn State 6, 9-10 to play in the third quarter of that one. So a defensive affair going on there. Rutgers leading at Indiana 24-14. That's got 6 minutes to play in the third. Jesse Temple of The Athletic joins us as we get closer to kickoff here. Let's talk about Braden Locke. I've done it in three different segments here. Matt sharing some thoughts. Patrick Herb sharing some thoughts. You got a chance to visit with his father and your story this week. What are your thoughts on Braden Locke and who this quarterback is that's going to make his first collegiate start today?
Well, like a lot of quarterbacks that play high-level football, he's been preparing for this moment his entire life. Probably the best story that I got from talking to his dad was when Braden was 4 years old, his dad would tell him a bedtime story. And after that, he had this little 13-inch red TV that was meant to resemble Lightning McQueen, which was a character
from the kids'
movie Cars.
Yeah.
And he would pop in the DVD. It was a commemorative DVD from the 2005 season national championship game. That was the one when Vince Young had the touchdown run to beat USC in a game for the ages. And he would fall asleep to that, not every night for a week or a month, for more than a year, almost 2 years.
Yeah.
So you can consider that to be his very first film study, and he's just been doing it ever since. Obviously, he's a Texas native, so that's why that game was so important.
He played at the highest level in Texas high school football and has extraordinary numbers, record-setting numbers. One of the guys he threw to is Jackson Smith and Jigba. They were teammates for 1 year while Braden was a starter, 2 years overall. So the kid's got poise and talent and ability, and his younger brother is going to come to Wisconsin too. Last week he had to step into a role that was immediate without the full prep. This week is different, and I'm wondering, and I'm sure we're all curious as to how that plays itself out.
I certainly wonder that as well. I think it's going to make a substantial difference. You, frankly, Mike, you couldn't have gotten thrown into a more difficult scenario than at the end of the first half against an Iowa defense that has been playing really good football. You're cold, you got to come in on third down, and now you're the guy all of a sudden. The thing that everybody will tell you about Braden is his preparation and his knowledge of this offense have stood out from the day that he got here. And so I think with a full week to prepare, knowing he can go into practice as the number one guy will make a big difference.
Let me ask you about the importance of this game. I talked on my statewide show yesterday about which game was more of a quote must win, the Packers and Broncos on Sunday, or this one. And I came down on this side of it, because if Wisconsin has Big Ten West aspirations, they go away if you lose today. You can't let last week cause you this one. What's your view on this team's position in their season as it relates to last week's loss and this road game against Brett Bielema's Illini?
Well, certainly Wisconsin is not in the position it would want to be in after that loss to Iowa, where now the Hawkeyes can control their path to the West, and Iowa's last five games come against four Big Ten West teams and Rutgers. But they're within striking distance, Wisconsin is. And so if Iowa slips up, perhaps the Badgers can make a move. But absolutely, Mike, I'm with you. They got to win this game. You didn't play very well against Iowa. You got to play a primetime game against Ohio State, one of the best teams in the country, next week. And so you need to win this. And on top of that, we know what happened last year when Wisconsin and Illinois played. Illinois came into Camp Randall and out-Wisconsined Wisconsin, and they just can't have that happen again.
Yeah, when we talk about this one, I'm not sure what we see from the Illini, but for those who are kind of pounding the table a little bit about Wisconsin's running game, which didn't appear much in the first half last week when Braylon Allen went back to the locker room to be assessed before he came back out to the field. What about the run game as it relates to Wisconsin can be better?
Well, Braylon's got to be effective. The offensive line has to block well, and you've got to commit to it. And I think that's something that Luke Fickell even addressed after the Iowa loss, that it's not ideal to be in a spot where you're passing the ball eight straight times. There was a couple three and outs Wisconsin had, and they threw the ball all six times. I understand Braylon being hurt impacts things. His backup Jackson Aker only carried three times for 10 yards, but you've got to be able to establish the run, and I think it's even more important in a game like this where Braden Locke is making his first start. You've got to help him out in every way possible.
Last couple of thoughts here. As you view it, what would be the key that we always talk about turnovers? They're cliche. They're cliche because they're true. Turnovers are always a big factor. If we take that out of the mix, what do you see as the key?
I think it's got to be establishing physicality early and maintaining it throughout. That's one thing that these guys who are around for last year's game will tell you. I even talked to outside linebacker Daryl Peterson about that this week. He said they out-physicaled us, they outplayed us, and he said that won't be happening Saturday. And it's one thing to say it early in the week, but it's another thing to go out and do it in the game. And so that's what Illinois is going to hang its hat on, and Wisconsin's got to be able to do that.
Is there a Jim Leonard impact today?
Well, it's a bit of a mystery. We sort of haven't heard from Jim Leonard since the last game that he was the defensive coordinator in the bowl game, but I have to imagine that there is an impact. He was coaching or helping this Illinois team from Sundays through Thursdays, and then he goes home on the weekends to be with his family, but nobody knows this personnel better than Leonard, so even if he isn't a full-time assistant coach and won't be on the sideline, you have to imagine he's in the ear of Illinois staff, which has a first-year defensive coordinator. Aaron Henry is from Wisconsin.
Yeah, here we go. A lot of Wisconsin connections into this program. Jesse, can't wait. Appreciate your time. Wisconsin and the Illini kickoff is set for about an hour and 5 minutes from now. Matt LePay, Mark Tauscher will step in and take over when we come back. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey, it's Matt again for Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza. The October winds of change are upon us. The temps are dropping, the leaves are turning, and many of us modify our meal choices to fit the season. Now, one thing that doesn't change is the quality and satisfaction that comes with downing a Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza. Same first-class mozzarella cheese that's won awards for its quality and taste, along with plenty of toppings that are second to none. So fire up the oven, take the chill out of the air, and enjoy the best of both worlds, a Brewpub pizza and the warmth of your own home. Snag a Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza today from your local grocery store.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until
Badger. Badger football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
From Memorial Stadium in Champaign, bright sunny day and about 70 degrees, but the wind is whipping out of the northwest between 20 and 30 miles an hour. So it's always windy down here, but then windy and then some this afternoon as the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the Illinois Fighting Illini. Critical game for both teams as the Badgers start their second half of the season. It's obvious from the Badgers' perspective why they need this. For Illinois, if it doesn't go the Illini's way today, they'd have to win three out of their final four to be bowl eligible. And then Mark Tauscher, the storylines. Pretty obvious with Brett Bielema and so many, you know, Aaron Henry's defense coordinator, Antonio Finellas, Terrence Jamison on the staff. There is that going on right now, and Jim Leonard as an analyst. But really, for Wisconsin, it's just trying to get things right. You know, they're getting better, showing some signs on defense. The offense got to try to find a way to get back on track here this afternoon.
Yeah, and it's going to be a big challenge, obviously, when you lose your starting quarterback and Braden Locke getting his first start. So there's a lot of unknowns. There were unknowns coming into the season, and now today, I think everybody is optimistic. I think everybody's saying all the right things. But as a team, you know, as a teammate, you'd be, okay, we're excited for this opportunity, but we have to see it. So today, I think, is going to be a old school game. You know, I think Brett Bielema, we know what he's about. I think with what Luke Fickell's looking at, and you always are saying when, and you heard this all week, coach challenged the offensive line to really up their game. You're going to put the ball in your best player's hands. That's number zero. So I think today you're going to look at this and say, just like last week, whomever wins up front, whoever's the more physical football team is going to walk out of here winning this game. And from a Wisconsin standpoint, I think they feel good about that challenge.
2 years ago, it was a breakout game for Braylon Allen in his freshman year, ran for 131 yards and a touchdown. Last year at Camp Randall, he rushed for 2 yards on 8 carries.
Let's take 2 years ago.
I would much prefer 2 years ago as opposed to last year.
He might be a Champagne guy. Maybe he just loves Champagne a lot more than Camp Randall. But, yeah, and I think when you look at, obviously last year was not a great day to be a Badger when the Illini came in with Brett, and we all know how that ended. So I do. Thinking, you know, people ask all week, well, is there going to be revenge and is all this, and you have a whole new staff, but make no mistake about it, players have memories, and those scars are always bigger with tough, the great wins we all love and fans love to celebrate it, but players, they remember how they feel, and everybody that was in that locker room and how that whole deal played out with Paul and everything else. You know that there's a little added extra motivation, not just about winning and doing all the stuff that you think, but there's always that in the back of the head of trying to go and get a little redemption.
And today they get a chance to do just that. About an hour away from the opening kick, Wisconsin and Illinois here in Champaign. We'll have our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly coming up in a couple of minutes. First this time out, this is Badger football from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Fall is definitely here, so here are two quick reminders to keep you driving safely.
Tip number one, swap out those old, worn-out wiper blades. With a new pair of blades, you'll see clearly again. Tip number two, inspect your lights. Clean, clear headlights cut through fall's early darkness. Stay safe with new blades and new lights, your autumn essentials. From your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store or by shopping online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. And thanks for shopping locally.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance, no matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team,
hi there,
or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed,
what I miss?
Youth athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
Our Badgers pregame show continues, Wisconsin and Illinois this afternoon here in Champaign. This is sun-splashed Champaign.
Yeah, beautiful day.
So in your ventures now across the Big Ten again, you get to see it from the perch up here. Do you have an appreciation of some of these other campuses that maybe you didn't as a player?
When we were in Purdue, West Lafayette, the atmosphere of the game, I was impressed with. Mm-hmm. The city, maybe not so much. But, yeah, you definitely get a different viewpoint when you're up here rather than it's just being tunnel focused. Now, a lot of time to kind of meander around, go down the field, check out. Our cheerleading squad was carrying the flag. I just wanted to bring some stuff from the field up here before Patrick gets down there. Very windy. The young ladies were having a hard time with the flag.
Yeah.
Trying to keep, because the wind is whipping down there. So, but I was wondering, because the Palouse, which I didn't know what a Palouse was, beautiful out in Pullman, and it's not Palouse-y out here. I don't necessarily, it looks very flat. Farmlandy. I don't know. Is that how you...
Farmlandy.
You've been
yes.
around forever.
Yes. Farmlandy.
That's the word? Farmlandy. But I really like this campus. Very green. Got some old historic buildings.
Yeah.
And, you know, nice stadium here. So.
Yeah, very nice stadium. Very nice stadium. And great cuisine, which is really important
best,
to us.
As I've learned from you media folk, media always does start with me.
Yeah, that's right. M and an E and an I in there. Absolutely. Let us get to our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. We've touched on it a bit. Braden Locke will be the starting quarterback, his first career start. So, what was the old line in the movie, The Longest Yard? Protect your quarterback. They need to do that. They need to help. their quarterback today, don't they?
They do, and I think the thing that always helps a quarterback first and foremost is running the football. That allows you to do some play action stuff. And what I don't think you want to get into, and you know, Phil Longo, what you don't want to see is, let's try and protect. Let's run the football first and second down. The toughest spot to be a quarterback is third and long. So how do you alleviate that? You run the football and you keep it third and short. But I've always believed the best thing you can do for especially a young quarterback, get him easy throws in rhythm early in a game. Get him out in space. Get him the easy, clean throws that there's not a ton of progressions that you need to do. So talking to Phil Longo this week, they're not doing anything different game plan wise as far as the mental side of it. It is, and Matt, you know that talking to everybody around the program this week, the mental side of this, they are locked in. He is dialed in, knows everything. There's not going to be any of that. It's whether or not any other adjustments are made as far as running the football from the quarterback spot. But I don't think there's going to be anything that the best thing you can do besides having Braylon run big is getting those third and manageable situations to give Braden a chance to be successful.
Well, speaking of adjustments, too, if you're going south to north, you're going into that wind, so that might affect a little bit of your game plan, right?
For sure. I think that, typically if you're, 10-mile-an-hour wind, it is what it is. But from a standpoint of punting, and, we saw a ton of that last week, field position, again, when you have it, especially on offense, if you're not moving the football as effectively and consistently as you want, playing the field position, who wins the toss, where you're going to kick, and what quarter you want that win, because it is going to be, it's not like it's a swirling deal. It is blatant. You're one side, you're going to be able to throw the football down, you're going to be able to kick a lot better. Managing that is going to be something that both Bielema and Luke are going to have to try to figure out what makes sense for them.
All right, that's our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. A quick scouting report for Illinois. Team that was the best in the country in points allowed last year defensively. Now, some of those key pieces
are playing on Sundays.
Yes, they are, and making some pretty good coin doing it. So they have dropped off, which makes some sense. They're also banged up. Keith Randolph, outstanding defensive lineman, has been out. Johnny Newton on the other side, good to go. They're maybe a little bit less aggressive for the very reason that we just talked about. Some of those key components are now in the NFL. Offensively, they too have a transfer quarterback, Luke Altmyer from Ole Miss. And part of the book on him is he can run it pretty well, throws the deep ball pretty well, but they're only averaging 20 points per game. They've been banged up. Their backfield has dealt with injury this season, multiple injuries, but number one, Isaiah Williams is the receiver that the Badgers are really going to have to keep an eye on. He's quick. He's also the Big Ten's leading receiver with 42 catches.
Yeah, that's one of those, you think back to the movie Dumb and Dumber, at IOU. This one you want to hold on to. This one you're going to want to make sure you're paying attention, because that's obviously their kind of full security blanket. When push comes to shove, that's where they're going to go with the football. So how you match up and try to eliminate that, and I think everybody is always trying to go to the Belichick school of, let's not let your best player beat us when you're looking at it from a defensive standpoint. So I'm assuming Tressel and everybody is thinking today, all right, if this is going to be the case, make sure we have number one covered. Make sure we can't let him get off. Force someone else to do that, and if you do that, typically good things happen.
Their offensive line, you could say one of the anchors is the center, Josh Kreutz. Yep. One of Olin's sons, a name you're familiar with, right?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, that's so I always get, the pedigree and all of that, but what you see is tough, physical. You know what Brett Bielema is about, and it's going to be, he's taken the blueprint of what he was able to do at Wisconsin, and that is trying to get as many tough, physical offensive linemen, and you're trying to kind of formulate and build that as your program. He's had success. It's going to be interesting today with some of the injuries and things that they're dealing with. Can Wisconsin hold up? Because we've seen Wisconsin improve. Rutgers, and outside of that, obviously, 82-yard touchdown run last week, I thought did a pretty good job.
They did.
Now, you can't give up an 82-yard touchdown run, but when you look at the rest of the day, I think it was 42. It was about 2.5 yards a carry on average. You'll take that all day, and that's the defense today. Just, you can't give up the big play. Make them methodically do this, and if you do, I think you're going to have a good day.
And we'll see. We'll get into this more with Patrick Herb in the notebook segment. Illinois has been leaky in terms of protection. They've allowed 28 sacks so far this season, so we'll see. You know, that the pass rush at Wisconsin has been a little up and down this season. They do have 15 sacks through the first six games, and it's more than sacks, other disruptions. We'll see if this defense can disrupt the Illinois quarterback here this afternoon. Stay with us. Our pregame show continues. Coming up next, our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new Chevy Trax. We'll visit with Braden Locke in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through again.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Our pregame coverage continues from Champaign. The Badgers and the Illinois Fighting Illini. Score update from Columbus. They are through three quarters at the Horseshoe. It's still Ohio State 10, Penn State 6. And Rutgers starting to pull away from Indiana. Scarlet Knights leading 31-14 early in the fourth quarter down in Bloomington. Time now for our player profile. And today we visit with Badgers quarterback Braden Locke, the redshirt freshman out of Rockwall, Texas, a transfer from Mississippi State. Did not appear in a game last season, but had the chance to play for or practice for now the late head coach Mike Leach. Has a ton of respect and great memories from that particular coach, and as Phil Longo, obviously a longtime relationship with Mike Leach as well. And Locke and Longo have a pretty good relationship. So now Braden steps in this week as QB1 as Tanner Mordecai starts his recovery from the injury last week against Iowa. And for Locke, a pretty well-known football junkie, he said, yeah, the role has changed this week, but the approach really hasn't changed much at all this week from last.
every single week, you know, you want to prepare like you're the starter. You know, and me and Tanner have very similar process. And, you know, luckily for me, you know, we've become really good friends in this deal, and we have very good dynamic, and we talk a lot. And so even throughout, you know, this week at preparing as the starter going into the game, you know, he's right there by my side. And on top of that, you know, my routine isn't going to change any different. It's just having the mentality knowing, you know, you're going to be out there on Saturday being counted on and all that.
When you got here, it probably speaks for all the transfers. When you arrived here from Mississippi State, how long did it take you to feel like, yeah, this is a good fit for me, teammates great, quarterback room great? Was it something that happened fairly quickly?
I would say it happened very quickly, yeah. And this is one thing that always caught me or struck me off guard was just how welcoming these guys are. You know, we have a really great bond in that locker room, and it definitely didn't take long to develop that with those guys. Everybody on this team is pulling from the same side of the rope, and you know, all we care about is getting the win on Saturday. And from a schematic standpoint, playing football, you know, me and Coach Longo, you know, he goes back to recruiting me in high school. Obviously, we have air raid ties and all that, and so we see the game very similarly, and there wasn't a lot of turnover. You know, there's a little bit of differences in what we do, but especially in the passing game, it's very, very similar to what we did at Mississippi State.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that, because obviously the late Mike Leach, obviously you had the chance to be with him for a year, and Coach Longo's relationship well documented. There are different flavors, I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it, to the air raid. Mm-hmm. So there are some similarities, but maybe some differences to what you guys were doing last year in Starkville compared to now. Is that fair?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, obviously, there's more emphasis on the gap scheme run game. You know, when you have guys like Braylon Allen and you have an offensive line like we do, you know, you got to take advantage of that. And Coach Longo has done it at every place that he's been. But that's one thing that we didn't really dabble in at Mississippi State. You know, I mean, there's a little bit more complexity to what we do and a little bit more multiplicity. But from a air raid principle standpoint, very, very similar. You know, we want to attack grass. We want to find space. And, you know, the concepts, a lot of the concepts, there's a lot of carryover from our system at Mississippi State. However, like I said, there's more complexity, there's more emphasis in the run game, and there's more multiplicity.
I mentioned where you're from, Rockwall, Texas. Some fans probably know this. I'm guessing some don't. Record-setting quarterback, by the way, 128 career touchdown passes. That's a state record down there in your class. It's pretty good targets. Jackson Smith and Jigba, you might remember him from Ohio State days. I would imagine it goes deeper than that, but that'd be a lot of fun throwing it around to guys like that.
Yeah, some of my best memories. I mean, that guy, he's incredible. He's I've never played with anyone like him, especially at the high school level. Mm-hmm. You know, he did so much for me in my development. You know, I was a young guy playing with him as a senior, and just understanding what it took to win at that level and be dominant at that level. He did so much for me during that time. So, so much credit to him, and obviously miss playing with him. But I mean, it's been so awesome to see his success. And you know, one thing that's cool about Jackson is he never you know, forgets where he's from, and he always, you know, pays respect to our hometown. And you know, that's something that, you know, if I was to ever be in his shoes or anywhere close to that, you know, that's something I would definitely want to keep, you know, at the forefront.
It's one of the fun things with just as an observer watching guys. You know, I was going to ask you about Texas high school football. The Florida guys love to talk about the football there. Obviously, the Wisconsin guys will talk about it here. Yeah. California guys, there's still a lot of that back and forth that goes on in the locker room.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, between me and CJ and Jonas Cicluna and Rico, like, yeah, it goes back and forth. I mean, I think those guys, they ought to know where the best ball is played at, but whatever.
So I can imagine Ricardo Holman's response to that. We talked to him. He's he claims to be the funniest guy in the team. Is that where are you on that?
It's hard. Yeah, I mean he's up there.
Okay,
he needs DP in the room, but he's up there.
well played.
Yeah.
Well played. Cowboys fan, I assume.
Big one. Yeah.
Okay.
Big win last night.
Absolutely. Quarterback. I mean, were you like growing up? Was there one in particular? If it was, you know, the Cowboys or anywhere else, you thought,
I like the way he goes about his business.
Quarterback-wise?
Yeah, quarterback-wise.
Man, I was as a young kid, I was a huge Peyton Manning fan. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he retired years ago, but I always thought, like, his preparation, the way he played the game, you know, the way he was always in command, you know, he'd walk up and tell all 10 other guys what to do, and, like, I thought that was so cool, you know, like, I used to watch as much as I could of him. Just, I love how demonstrative he was, how in charge. You know, he prepared well. You know, I love the stories about him. So that was probably, as a kid, that was probably like the guy that I watched the most.
And probably not a bad option right there, a big Peyton Manning fan. By the way, Braden Locke, at some point in his life, maybe many years down the road, has an interest in getting into the broadcasting business. Another reason why, he probably likes Peyton. he likes the Manning cast.
The Manning cast. It's a fun show.
So there you go. You got in it. Regrets?
No. I'm just, no. You can tell, though, and I think you've noticed this, too. The last 5 or 10 years, it really feels like you saw it with Graham Mertz. These quarterbacks that are coming in, they are a lot more polished.
They really
are. Nothing against Mike Samuel or, you know, Brooksy, of course, was always polished from the jump.
Oh, for sure.
But it's just, you see these quarterbacks now are, the Peyton Manning camp, I think, helps him with, you know, the media side of this, too.
I have to remind myself, he is a redshirt freshman because when you talk to him, you're thinking, boy, this guy must be a junior or a senior. Nope. Making his first college start here today.